Hey everyone, welcome back to the Believe and Rise podcast. This season is going to be my most favorite season. And the big reason for that is because my wife and I, Case, will be doing the podcast together. It won't just be my voice you'll be hearing her voice as well. We'll be sharing our conversations that we have on the road, when we travel, even when we go to the grocery store or just to family gatherings. You'll hear deep conversations that we have all the time. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it provides so much value in your life. Stay tuned.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode with Case
and Iman.
I feel like every episode it's like sometimes I'm Casey, sometimes I'm Case. I haven't pulled up my Karen card yet. But in case you're wondering and you don't know us personally, it's the same person. So my name is Karen. I go by Casey or Case for short.
And my name's Emmanuel, but I go by E-Man. Man.
Babe.
Yeah.
So it's us. But today's topic is something that changed our life 14 years ago, almost 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Is becoming parents.
Yes.
Becoming parents. It's crazy that I just said that sentence, that we became parents almost 15 years ago.
Yeah, you're technically pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, our oldest is 14.
Maybe exactly now.
Yeah.
Exactly this month is when you were pregnant.
Yes.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. So.
What a gong show.
You know what? It's, I could not have done it without you.
Oh.
Without such an incredible partner.
Could have been a donor. Just kidding.
No, you weren't. Because parenting, you know what? As simple, going to the saying of it takes a village, it really does. And the village starts with you, the parents. It starts with the parents, and then when you kind of have your crap figured out, then that's when you, expand your village. And that's, but it takes a lot of work, a lot of teamwork.
Yeah, so a little backstory. We had our first child at the age of 19, 20.
Yes.
Pretty much 20 years old.
Yes.
Right? And people may say, oh, that's so young. And you're right. It was super young. We yes. were kids.
You're still children.
Yeah, trying to raise a kid fresh out of high school. Nothing really set in stone of what you wanted to do. No careers set. I was working at a factory job. I don't think you were even working.
I was in school still. But I think all of that to say, though, is one thing was for sure, is that we knew that we were going to take on this role as parents, and we were going to do it together. Mm. So whatever that meant at that time, that's what we did. He moved into my place with my parents. We had our daughter, and essentially she was raised by us, but alongside my parents, my family, his family, because we were so young, right? And I see it as a parent now, is that your kids will always be your kids, no matter what the age is. So now, you know, when they're becoming parents and you don't see them other than a child, you're just going to step in and try to raise your grandchildren. And we couldn't, I can't be any more grateful than I am to all, our entire village, for all their help, because we wouldn't have been able to
be where we are now.
Yeah. Be where we are now without their help. But I guess, how did we feel finding out that we were going to be young parents?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask that. What was your thought process?
I was terrified. Not of raising a child, but of telling. How do I tell my parents? How do I tell our families?
That wasn't my first response. My first response was damn, my freedom's gone. That was actually more what my thought process was. Is like, we have a kid coming, meaning our time isn't going to be the same as it used to be.
And I think you say that because of you had an older brother who also had a child at a young age. Yes. So like, so you had something to relate to. Whereas me, like in my upbringing, I felt like I was always like the older one, the ate, the you had to be responsible. The you had to take you had to take care of your younger brother, your cousins. So I just felt like I, in regards to like the responsibility, I wasn't afraid of that. Going into it, it was literally, how do I tell our parents and our family?
So would you say you were afraid of disappointment?
Oh, 100%.
Because you're put on a pedestal?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. But you know what? At that point, that's when we decided. I remember we were in your room at your parents' house, and we were just talking about the situation and how what we were going to do going forward. And I remember just feeling so safe and the comfort from you reassuring, you know what, let's do this, like, you and I got this. And again, that's kind of what I started this with, is that it's teamwork, right, to become parents. And the fact that we had agreed to it, and that I got your reassurance, I think that's kind of what made it a little bit more easier, I guess, just to be able to confront our families.
Yeah, it's interesting that you remember it in my parents' house, where I remember it in your parents' driveway.
Oh.
I remember sitting there, I was like, so are we gonna do this? Yeah, let's do it.
But I think that goes to the next point of, we were just so young and not even in our thoughts. Like, we weren't fully aware of what we were thinking, what we were doing, and like, just where we wanted to go in life, like you said, right? We weren't present. It was kind of like, okay, as far as we know, yes, as far as we know, and as far as we're being told, this is how you're supposed to parent, this is how you're supposed to raise a child, and do it.
Yeah, you know what, I'd have to say that was the hardest part about raising Lay, was understanding that I have my ways based off of my parents' rules, like my upbringing, and you have yours as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's where the biggest clash kind of happened.
Yes.
Within our relationship at that young age.
Because who's right? Who's wrong? Whose way are we going to follow? And guys, parenting, there is absolutely no right or wrong way.
Yeah.
There's
a safe way.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Safe and supportive.
Yes. But just because you're being told to parent a certain way, that does not mean that's the only way.
Yes, I think that's a better way of putting it.
So
there isn't only one way.
Yes, and every family and every child, for that matter, is different, requires a different style of parenting. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think we developed and grew as parents because we also grew and developed ourselves as individuals.
Mm-hmm. So now that you say that, I'd love to hear, what would you tell our younger selves? What advice would you give them as they become the parent?
For me, I think it would be, don't be so afraid, and don't be so afraid, first of all, of judgment and of failing and not knowing how. But also that being present in everything that we do, because time just goes by so fast, and our children, and you know what, not only because of time, but also because of the memories and the connection that you have with your child. If you listen to our last podcast in regards to love languages, we talk about your presence and you being connected, and that goes the same thing for your children, is that when you're present with them in whatever it is you're doing, if you're at a playground, if you're doing homework, reading them a book, even watching videos, if you're present with them and engaging with them and connecting with them, they feel that. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud to say that we're able to feel that with our children because we've become more mindful of it. In our early years as parents, absolutely not.
No.
We weren't present at all.
No.
So that's why I feel like we owe a lot of our younger parenthood to our village. Mm-hmm. But now, like, to be able to say we've experienced and we've felt both ends, being present with your children goes a long way.
Oh, it truly does.
And what about you?
The first advice I'd give my younger self is take care of one another. Take care of yourself in case.
You and your partner.
Yes. Make sure that you guys are on the same page.
Yes.
Like, constantly. And what I mean by take care is, like, communicate what you're going through. Check in on one another. Go on dates. Like, take care of one another. The second thing I would give, the advice I'd give to my younger self is, be more interested instead of being interesting. You don't have to be the cool parent.
No.
But you have to be interested in what your kids are interested in.
Yeah.
In other words, the way I like to say it is, as much as our children become part of our world, they begin to develop their own world. And do your best to figure out a way to be part of their world as well.
And the way to do that is to be interested in whatever they're into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like that was a great episode.
Yeah, like, I think we'll just keep that one short and sweet because there's so many factors and so many other topics that we can talk about in regards to parenting. But I think that's just a little introduction of how we became parents, what we've gone through, and kind of
what advice we'd give new parents, kind of.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, not so much our younger selves, but like as new parents. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys were able to take have some takeaways from it or learn something. And stay tuned for more parenting podcasts because we've got a lot to talk about. We've got 4 kids that keep us busy. So a lot of content.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to the Believe and Rise podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Case and I. And if you did, feel free to subscribe and leave a comment for us so we can keep doing what we love.